Okay.
You're gonna take this one again?
You can take this one. I was just getting it started.
We need some sort of script to get this. We just need to spend some time working on this.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I do know what you mean.
And we gotta get better at our filler words. Those are the worst.
Well,
you know, so is a classic one, right?
So, yeah, I like so.
Okay, no one gives a fuck about this. This is a good hockey podcast. Charlie, what are you rating this episode out of 10 on if it's a good hockey podcast or not?
10 every time. It's a good hockey podcast, okay. Always.
That shit's easy to know. The people don't care about all this dumb bantering. They just want to get the content as fast as possible, Charlie. So today, on a good hockey podcast, we're talking about Team Sweden. We're projecting our lineups for 2022. Team Sweden. Last week or whenever, I don't know, literally 15 minutes ago for us, but maybe last week for you, we did Team USA. Go check that shit out. A few weeks before that, we did Team Canada. Go check that shit out. This is the third installation of the Olympic Team Trilogy, and we're doing Team Sweden, Sweden, Sweden.
Sweden.
Say what?
Real, real, real trap shit.
Shit.
Charlie, you have your picks.
I got my picks right here, and I'm going to start it off electric, just like the energy of this podcast.
That's
with an electric
right.
Quick line. We got Nicklas Backstrom, one of the best playmaking two-way centers in the league. On his wings are going to be William Nylander, who's on absolute fire right now in the playoffs, carrying that second line with the Leafs, and Mika Zibanejad, who is streaky, but albeit one of the better scorers in the NHL.
Good shot. That guy's got a good shot. I also have Backstrom and Nylander on this first line. Crazy playmaking ability. And Willie isn't the conventional playmaker because he seems to be getting a lot of goals recently, and also a lot of goals really close to the net. That's something that is kind of overlooked around him. He's kind of a garbage goal collector.
Oh, yeah.
On their left side, rather than Zibanejad, I have Landeskog. I think he's such a classic first line player. He deserves to be on the first line of this Olympic team.
No doubt there. What about your second line? What's that looking like?
That's where I got Zibanejad in the center. He can drive this line all by himself. On his left side, I've got Philip Forsberg coming out of Nashville. And on his right side, I've got Hornqvist, who's playing on Florida right now.
Yeah, he is playing on Florida. The top line, I believe, with Barkov and Huberdeau.
And he's got a history playing with Crosby and Malkin for all those years in Pittsburgh. I think does he have cups with them?
He's got a couple.
Whatever, this guy's fucking decent, all right? So he can easily play on that second line.
Yeah, he's got a good net front presence as well. My second line is looking a little bit different. I'm going to throw Elias Pettersson up in there. I know he's been injured all year, but you can't deny he's a fantastic two-way guy. You know, this whole team is just full of kind of really great two-way players who have a lot of offensive upside.
Definitely.
I'm going to throw him, or on his wings, rather. I'm going to throw Andrei Burakovsky. I'm giving him a bit of a chance here. He's been doing great in Colorado these last couple years, and this year posting incredible numbers while not playing on that top line.
Yeah.
Other side.
They swapped him in a little bit.
Whatever,
well,
yeah,
that doesn't matter.
Throughout injuries and whatnot, but he really was kind of carrying that second line a little bit.
Yeah.
And then on his right wing, I'm putting in Elias Lindholm. I was considering him for the center role. However, just based on the two-way centers available, I'd rather have a playmaker like him on the wing where he can just focus on being offensive.
Dude, you don't have Landeskog in your top six?
No, but I will explain why, and it's going to sound like a weird reason, but my third line, I've built this kind of similar to the way that Minnesota's first line works, where it's just a very strong defensive line, heavy bodies, big bodies, great two-way guys, and they're also going to score goals. I have Joel Eriksson-Ek as center, one of the better two-way guys this season. On his wing is going to be Gabriel Landeskog, who's just a better version of Jordan Greenway right now, and Philip Forsberg, who's an upgrade to Marcus Foligno. These guys are not going to get a goal scored against them throughout the whole tournament, this line I'm calling it, and they're also going to score goals, just be a pain in the ass for other teams, and that's why I don't have Gabe Landeskog in my top six.
Yeah, that makes sense. For me, you just want to play the best players against the best players, so that's why I have him up there. My third line is Lindholm in the center, Pedersen on the right wing, Burakovsky on the left wing. Just a competent line all around. They're going to do some damage. They won't get ran over. My fourth line is William Karlsson from the Vegas Golden Knights. That's my center. On his right side, I got Backlund. On the left side, I've got Jesper Bratt from out of New Jersey. You know, with these other teams, by the time you start getting to the fourth line, it starts to get a little thin. Yeah, I guess these are second line, first line guys on the teams that they play for, but there's just so many other guys that have similar stats to them, so it's kind of like you can pick any of them and you'll turn out around the same. Dumbass cat. Gonna have to edit that out.
Sorry about that. My fourth line is actually the exact same as yours. We clearly had similar ideas as to what we were going for. You know, we were just gonna take a
just regroup. I'm gonna get the cat.
Yep.
What up? What up? What's up? That's right. Okay, it's all you.
So my fourth line is actually the exact same as yours. I think we had the same idea as we got down here through the lineup, you know, kind of started to thin out a little bit. These guys could be second line guys in the NHL, but I think it's just the best options that you have when you get to the bottom of this Team Sweden forward lineup. On defense, though, this top pairing is ridiculous for me, at least. You got Victor Hedman on the left side, probably the best defense in the league right now. And on his right side, John Klingberg. That's just going to be lethal.
Yeah, I got the same thing. That's an obvious pick of what it is. They're the two best guys, and they're probably both top 15. Hedman's top two defense in the league.
Oh, for sure.
Klingberg's probably top 15. That's pretty nasty. What's your second line look like?
My second line, I went with two left hands just because I feel like they were the best options. I have Mattias Ekholm on the left side and Oliver Ekman-Larsson playing the right side. I just feel like he's going to be competent enough to swap over to that offhand and still play the blue line at an elite level.
Right. Me, I got OEL on the left. Oliver Ekman-Larsson's on the left. And to his right, I've got Erik Karlsson, who... it's kind of a meme how much he's not good anymore.
Yeah.
But he's got the legacy, and there's really... when you look at the other names, you go, how am I going to put one of these guys over Karlsson? I see Ekholm. In fact, Ekholm's on my third line. But for me, Erik Karlsson's got to be in your top four for Team Sweden. My third line defense on the left side is Mattias Ekholm. I also have a second left-handed guy there on the right side with Jonas Brodin. Who do you got on your third line?
I decided to close out my defensive roster with Jonas Brodin on the left side and Rasmus Andersson on the right side coming out of Calgary. I was struggling to put Erik Karlsson in just because of the surgeries to his ankle and how many elite forwards can just expose him on the wings, just getting around him. So I had a bit of trouble with that, but in the back of my mind, it was eating at me. Like, he's so damn good. He still undresses guys and has a, you know, super offensive upside, but
he's gonna set up guys. And to be fair, Rasmus Andersson isn't the defensive master. I had him on my fantasy team, and so I was paying attention to him while I was playing in Calgary. And I mostly liked him because he was on that first power play, but he wasn't really doing damage. He got taken off the first power play. I'm pretty sure he was a negative plus minus. you know, that's, so because of that experience, that's why I actually avoided putting him up here.
Fair enough.
Right now. You know, thankfully in fantasy I got to get rid of him. I traded away him and Pesci, as well as my first and second round picks for next year. And I got back Letang and Carlson.
Oh, that's probably, yeah. Oh, John Carlson, right?
Yeah, of course.
That's definitely, of course. Definitely worth it every day of
John
the week.
Carlson, yeah, not Eric Carlson.
So onto goaltenders, I was kind of disappointed with myself for not taking a hot take on the goalies for Team USA. But for Team Sweden, I'm going to bring Robin Leonard, Jacob Markstrom, and Filip Gustafsson. Coming out of, I believe, Ottawa. He's only played 9 NHL games, but his stats are impeccable. You watched him a few times this year. If you're a fan of the North Division, you're a fan of the Toronto Maple Leafs, you've seen him play. He's a pretty good goalie. He's a young goalie. You know, when you look at the rest of the Swedish goalies, I guess we don't really know many Swedes playing in Sweden, right? We only know who's in the NHL.
Yeah.
So there are definitely options over there. However, looking at Swedish goalies in the NHL, Filip Gustafsson is a promising choice.
Okay, I also have Leonard and Markstrom. Probably going to start Leonard over Markstrom if you have the opportunity. For my third goalie, I guess I'd bring like Linus Ullmark from Buffalo. He feels very Mackenzie Blackwood-ish. You know, he's just kind of stuck on a shitty team, and that's why his stats doesn't look great, but right. He's actually decent. Maybe even better than decent. He might be really good. So I pick Linus Ullmark as my third one.
Well, great. It seems that we just sped through that Team Sweden team. Hopefully we can keep this rapid content coming at you with some more team picks soon.
That's right.
Let us know in the comments and on our Twitter at A Good Hockey Podcast and our YouTube, A Good Hockey Podcast, what you think about this episode, what you want to hear, and just any general feedback that you might have for us.
Make sure that you're subscribing. Make sure that you're sharing, liking, and whatever the hell else you can do on whatever distribution platform you're consuming this from.
You're going to bed, just put this on zero volume. It's going to be great for your phone or your laptop, and it's going to be great for us. I promise, mutual for both of us. But I guess, you know, we're going to head out now. We're going to sign off. So everybody take care, stay safe, and we'll see you, or you'll hear from us. You'll hear from us in the next episode.
That's right. Come back in 5 minutes. Need an hour. What are we gonna do with the other 55 minutes? You know what I'm saying? That's how fucking hard the rock pile is. Hard as fuck. You know what I'm saying? My mom's up in Moncton for 2 weeks. We talking about throwing it down old school, pimp tight. You know what I'm saying?